saying nothing that was extremist, said Yeliv, who was arrested on November 23rd along with 30 other Crimean Tatar activists when they came to a detention center in Crimea's capital of Simferopol to greet Crimean Tatar...
WV. All the time, all the time. Same time, same station, every time. WWV. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every second counts at WWV. For a good time, call 555-4-WWV. WWV, for the time of your life. We'll be back with the time on WWV in just a minute. But first, here's another minute. Every time, WWV. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every second counts at WWV. For a good time, call 555-4-WWV. WWV, for the time of your life.
DF Public Access Unix System.
Oh, yes. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. I'm a little late again today. Work's just been ramping up, I guess. Also, well, actually, that's not the only thing. I went to lunch late because of work. Then, excuse me, I went and they had, pulled pork roasted nachos or something like that. They had some nachos for lunch. And, man, it's not sitting quite right in my belly. And so it's making me, it's messing with my mind. You know how that goes, I guess. Maybe, maybe you don't, but sometimes, like I was eating it and then I had a nacho that was looked like the perfect choice bite. It had a chunk of meat on it and everything. But then when I bit into it, it was all fat. It was just a big glob of fat and tasted horrible. I spit it out. But so now my theory is that it's caused me trouble. Oh, look. So I'm making it my way over to the shaded spot. And the wasp's nest is gone. The yellow jacket nest is gone. I don't see any bodies anywhere. But I'm looking to see where the nest relocated to. Because I would not like to sit on or upset them. Looks like they're building it under the security camera. So that's less of a problem. All right. Well, I'm not just talking to myself. I'm talking to all of you out there in written on radio land, but specifically, if you want to be able to talk back and be part of the conversation, all you need to do is SSH over to tty.sdf.org, just tty.sdf.org, and then from there, once you're logged in, you just launch COM, C-O-M, you press enter, you type G for go to, and then once you've done that, you go to a non-radio, type non-radio, all lowercase, all one word, boom. You'll be in the Anon Radio Room, hanging out with Jay LaMoth and LNTL, as well as X1, Bob Jonkman, the Z-Man, Zerohoff, LCD, who just installed MTR in his Termux. And the question was asked by Sazo. Hello, welcome back, Sazo. What is MTR? So I'm sure that'll drive conversation there. Sazo cannot hear the stream, though, so... I guess my hellos go unheard by him or her. Drip. MTR, a network diagnostic tool. Anyway, hello, it's 1915 UTC on a beautiful Friday, June the 2nd, 2023. It's currently 31 degrees here in Austin, going to be 32 as the high. Oh man, I'm gassy, coming out at all ends. Oh, we had a drop, let's check. Let's see. It says I'm doing 192 kbps with a sample rate of 48,000, which I think is right. Are you guys hearing me? Hold on. I got a music bed playing. Hey, welcome, Clinton. Okay, and Jay LaMoth confirmed. He can hear, so we'll turn the music off. All right, so let's talk. We got news to talk about. There's a lot of cool stuff going on in the world, and a lot of death and destruction, which is kind of our specialty. So all we gotta do is open up our bookmark and get to our desktop bookmarks, go to that lovely place called News to Me, June 2nd, and from there, oh shucks, that's right, I forgot to sort my bookmarks. So, you know what? Let's just go through it. There's a bunch of stuff going on in the world. We'll begin with the most tragic of all of the stories. Mexican authorities have found 45 bags containing human remains in a ravine outside the western city of Guadalajara. All right, let's see if this guy can turn. All right. It's a company called Vaquila, and they had one large box truck. The guy driving it was driving one-handed. He had a big gulp in one hand, and he made that turn like a pro. And then the guy behind him was in like an F-150. He turned a little bit wider, but he made it. Anyway, sorry, when there's noise, I gotta tell you what's going on. Anyway, Mexican authorities have found 45 bags containing human remains in a ravine outside the western city of Guadalajara. Officials were searching for seven young call center workers who'd been reported missing last week when they found the bodies. The remains include men and women, and the number of bodies is not yet known. The search is expected to continue for several days because of the difficult terrain and poor lighting. The state prosecutor's office for the western state of Jalisco said in a statement that following a tip-off in the search for the seven people, they began searching at the Mirador del Bosque Ravine. Bosque
is like a forest, maybe? I don't know, I'll forget.
Anyway, the state's prosecutor asked this, where they found bags that included body parts. Firefighters and civil defense were working with the police and helicopter crew to recover the remains. The first bag was found on Tuesday, but because of the difficult terrain, the investigation resumed on Wednesday and will continue. Officials said they would continue working to determine the number of bodies, who they were, and their causes of death. It added that it would continue trying to establish the whereabouts of the seven people missing. So, they went looking for seven people. They found 45 bags of body parts, which is probably more than what you need to hold seven bodies. So, they're probably going to keep looking. I guess please excuse higher than normal hold times, as our call center has been found at the bottom of a ravine in body bags. Anyway, let's check in on Calm, make sure nobody fainted. here we go. We hear the tunes and the sad news. Quentin knows what's up. All right. Yep. Yeah, I heard the man was coming for me. We're having a fitness challenge here at work, and so there's more people going to the gym. More people going to the gym means the ambulance comes by way more often because people, there's a policy. Oh, and then a couple cops just drove by. There's a policy that, like, if you faint or if you, like, trip and you, like, bang your head on something, they will call the ambulance, even if you're like, no, I'm fine, really. They're like, no, this is the policy. And then the EMT guy has to, even though there's a doctor, like, right across the hallway, they're like, no, you have to talk to the ambulance guy. And then, all that associated hassle. Anyway, sorry, my stomach is upset, so I'm fighting it. Ugh. Alright, so after that, let's talk about what else other sadness is happening. Well, in Alaska, there's some people dead. An Alaska fishing adventure became a nightmare for a family of eight when the disaster struck one of the two boats they chartered over the weekend, leaving three people dead and two more missing, despite a desperate search over hundreds of square miles of ocean. The tragedy tore the family apart. Two sisters and one of their husbands are dead, while the other's partner and the boat captain remain missing off southeast Alaska's four days after the boat was found, partially submerged. Authorities suspended a more than 20-hour search covering 825 square miles on Monday and have no plans to resume it. The woman's parents, older brother, and sister-in-law were on the other charter boat as part of a three-day trip. The sisters and the sister-in-law didn't like fishing but joined the vacation to spend more time with family. So, yeah. Kind of sad, but, yeah. Anyway, it's kind of a little bit of news. It just, the point I wanted to have with that story was just that it seems like big families often lose big numbers of people, and it seems like there's a lot of sad tragedies that seem to happen to them, so kind of a bummer. In ecological news, Arizona is hitting the headlines, and something that I thought was pretty cool. They should have done this a decade ago, probably, but Arizona limits future home building in Phoenix area due to lack of groundwater. You'd expect that the free market would take care of this. At least, I guess that's what they thought. It's like, hey, you know what? If they move here, there won't be enough water for the other people. But, you know, that's not really, that's responsible building. If you're a for-profit corporation in the United States, it's in your best interest to exploit all the resources immediately. Why save them for a future generation? You can't make profits off of the future. Make profits now. So, anyway, it's just one of those things. I'm glad that they figured it out before everybody in the city died. The state of Arizona has restricted future home building in Phoenix due to a lack of groundwater. The action by the Arizona Department of Water Resources on Thursday is set to slow population growth for the Phoenix region, the state capital, and one of the most rapidly expanding areas of the United States. The decision underscores the precarious position of Arizona. Last week, the state, along with Nevada and California, agreed to significant cutbacks in the use of water from the Colorado River, which is rapidly shrinking. Arizona is one of the driest states in the U.S. and gets about a third of its water from the Colorado River, with approximately another 40% coming from groundwater. The state's recently concluded analysis projected a water shortfall of 4.86 acre feet, which is 6 billion cubic meters in the Phoenix. 4.86 million acre feet, or 6 billion cubic meters in the Phoenix area over the next 100 years. In response, the state said it will deny new certificates of assured water supply, which enable home construction. So I guess there are laws in place. They just haven't been using them very well. I don't know. Sorry. I think those nachos are not sitting right, and it's causing distress in my body. So I'm trying, but it just throws me off. Speaking of health, health advocates are urging U.S. regulators to ban common food coloring additive. Which additive could it be? Let's see if I can read calm. Whoa, Quentin is using yellow font that's usually used for metadata. Let's see. Trading futures is a profitable thing, comes from Tobe. Isn't AZ selling water and farmland to some Saudi prince? Probably. Frozen orange juice futures are doing well. Oh yeah, I like that movie. Zerohoff misses the noon farm reports on WGN AM. So titanium dioxide, found in candy, meat substitutes, and packaged cookies, has been linked to a range of serious health issues. Public health advocates say a common color enabler added to thousands of U.S. foods is toxic and dangerous, and have formally petitioned federal regulators to ban the use. Though the compound, titanium dioxide, has been widely used for decades and is found in foods like M&M's, oh no, I just had some, Skittles, Beyond Meat plant-based chicken tenders, and Chips Ahoy cookies, recent science has shown it also linked to a range of serious health issues and accumulates in the body and organs. Oh no, I have a lot of organs. The recent scientific discoveries prompted the European Food Safety Authority to ban titanium dioxide's use in food in August. The petition filed by five major U.S. public health advocacy groups asked the Food and Drug Administration to similarly withdraw its approval. So titanium dioxide is used to brighten whites or effectively serve as a primer for other colors. And the Environmental Working Group nonprofit found nearly 2,000 products in which the chemical may be used, though some estimates are as high as 11,000. The largest subgroups include candies, cakes, cookies, and desserts or dessert toppings. Researchers show the chemical is likely a neurotoxin and immunotoxin and can cause damage and can damage the reproductive system, cause birth defects, and damage genes. Aw, man. Maybe that's why my genes have been getting holes in them lately. Wow, Ratsu, big/wide emote. Yep, that turned yellow too. Interesting. Very cool. I wonder what's going on there. That's an interesting event there. Big. All right. Oh yeah, Big E. Yep. Big.
Big, 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 big.
All right, sorry. I'm everywhere. We only got 3 minutes to go because I'm so late and I'm all fudged up. I did want to mention something very important. Well, two things. One, NRG, a Houston-based energy company, is selling its 44% stake in the South Texas Project, which is a nuclear is the nuclear plant that I grew up next to, like maybe 20 miles away. So RIP NRG in your butt. I'm glad that the nuclear plant has a different person there invested in it. And if you're a Tesco customer, this is the most important news I have for all of you who are listening. If you are a Tesco customer, Tesco has urged its 20 million club card customers to cash in their rewards over the next fortnight before they're cut from 3 times to 2 times their value. The UK's biggest supermarket announced in March that its club card points will be worth twice their value when customers cash them in, rather than 3 times as they are now from June 14th. Rewards ordered up to and including on June 13th will continue to be valid for 1 year from the date of issue. The popular scheme enables shoppers to collect points for money spent at Tesco and exchange them for vouchers, which can be used in store or for excursions to locations such as Pizza Express, Legoland, and Alton Towers. The grocer first introduced Club Card in 1995 and saw a 28% spending uplift. Tesco's chief customer officer, Alessandra Bellini, said, "While we are making a change to how members can use their vouchers with our reward partners, we want to remind millions of Club Card holders to redeem their vouchers at 3 times the value until June 13th so they can use their reward partner codes to give themselves and their families a well-deserved treat. We've extended the validity of redeem codes at the 3x rate, so if swap before the deadline, they'll be valid for a year instead of 6 months. Customers expressed their disappointment at the change, pointing it out it came as the cost of living crisis was already placing pressure on households." It's kind of funny to hear. Anyway, we're running out of time. It's just funny to hear. How can you cut costs? We're already struggling because everything costs so much. And it's like, yeah, that's why they're cutting costs, because everything costs so much. Anyway, the world's on fire. We're all on fire. My tummy hurts. So enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. And have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday. I'll be on time on Monday. And I hope I'll be on time the rest of the week, too. All the big stuff has to be turned in today. So, anyway, enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm out of here. Bye-bye.